Well, hello, and welcome to episode 51 of Maximize Your Strengths. If you believe, as I do, that leaning into and developing your innate talents and strengths is key to success in life, then this is your podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa Dare Nelson. I'm a certified strength strategy business coach and owner of Dare Success Coaching. Now, today, we're actually going to do a unique kind of episode. Last week, I had the chance to attend the Lead Pages Converted Conference, and not only the conference, but also the accelerator workshop, the 2-day accelerator workshop before the conference itself. So I got to go with one of my best friends of all time, Beth Rieger, who is joining us on the podcast today. So Beth, thank you. I'm so excited to do a recap of this conference with you.
Thanks, Alyssa. I really am too. Both of us just got so much out of it. And I can't wait to tell everybody, even just some little tidbits of things that we found out and we learned and how to help other people.
Yeah. So I am not a marketer by trade, right? So yes, I have to market my own business and I coach businesses that have to have some strategy about how to get their name out there. But I don't market, as it were. You do, and this is what you do for a living. So it's awesome to have both of our perspectives and how much we learned from the conference. So me being a total rookie on some of this online marketing stuff, and you knowing exactly what you're doing, but always having room to grow. So let me maybe start out with why on earth I decided to go, despite the fact that probably, what, maybe 60 or 70% of the people there have businesses in marketing, whether it's social media marketing, online marketing, you know, and some of the other niches of marketing for businesses, website design, et cetera. I went because I just wanted to learn this stuff. I've spent the last 2 years building my business in person, and I really want to convert that to building my business and sharing my message and helping people and helping to solve their problems throughout the country. And, you know, why stop there? Why not throughout the world? this podcast has been awesome because I've had a chance to get the message out more that way. But I really wanted to learn how to start creating those conversations with people online. And so I thought, you know what, I'm just going to dig in and I'm just going to start learning. But Beth, why did you decide to go to the workshop and the conference?
I've been a user of Lead Pages for about a year and a half, and I have not been using it to its greatest potential. So I wanted to learn how to use it better. But what really came out of it, now, just to set the record straight, I'm not a marketer by education. Mm-hmm. I went to college in business school. So I've had to become a marketer throughout my life in various positions that I've held over my career to not depend on my employer for my sales. Mm. So I created marketing plans for myself, and then it turned into a business. So that was kind of great. But Lead Pages, I think, is such an authentic and caring company, just in general. The content that they put out, the information that they put out, the training that they do, I mean, they give away all their great stuff for free. Mm-hmm. And so that, and the language that they speak, and I guess maybe their corporate culture that they portray, was something that I wanted to listen to them. I connected with them on that level. So that was really why I wanted to go, because I think they're just a cool company, number one, but number two, to help use their software better so that I can help my clients better.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that I thought, and the part of the reason I decided to go as well was, you know what, they've created a raving fan out of me. And,
oh, for sure. Me too.
And I haven't even like touched the surface of optimizing their product. And they've still created a raving fan of me. And if they can do that for me, might they be able to teach me how to do it for the people that I serve? which is, of course, everybody's goal in business is to create that connection and to establish those relationships long term with their clients and customers. So that was another reason why I went. So Beth, you know, there are some people who are listening that do have their own businesses, and so they're like taking out their pads and paper right now and take notes. But there's some people that are listening that don't have their own business. And I think there's going to be really a lot of value in this podcast episode for them as well. But I'm curious, what do you think is going to be the biggest value to somebody who does not have a business?
I have this kind of conversation with people on a regular basis. I will meet somebody and they'll say, oh, you're in sales. Oh, I could never do that. And I say, are you married? Are you a parent? Do you have parents? Oh, I'm sorry. You probably don't have any relationships at all in your life, right? We are all salespeople. It takes sales to get a date. It takes sales to get that second date. It takes sales to be a parent, to be a spouse, to be a significant other, to be, you know, to just have relationships in general. And if you can go into this with an open mind of viewing things just a little bit differently, I think that's the greatest value in becoming just a better person, how to communicate better, because it's not all business, sales, sales, sales. It was just looking at, oh, if I just change the message just a little bit, depending on my audience, you know, if I'm talking to my husband about my day, I'm going to change what I say to him because he doesn't really speak geek like I do with websites and SEO and even using those terms, he just glosses over. So I will change what he says. The message is still the same. I had a great day, or I had a hard day, or what have you. I had an interesting day, but I changed the terminology that I use. I think that's a good takeaway from it too.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, one of the very first things that they said right in the accelerator workshop, I believe, was, I think this is when it came up. It might have come up throughout. My brain honestly got a little bit scrambled because there was so much amazing information. But
so scrambled.
You know, the presenter said, hey, how many of you are a B2B? So they're a business that sells to another business. And some people raised their hand. And then they said, okay, so who is B2C, which is business to consumer, right? And a whole bunch of other people raised their hand. And the person said, you're wrong. You're all wrong. You're all wrong. You're all in the same business. And it's the H to H.
The human to human.
You got it. So it doesn't matter if you're in commerce and you're actually, you know, getting sales, or if you're creating relationships for another reason, you're still creating relationships, and it really is ultimately about relationships. So I really believe that there is value in this podcast episode for you, even if you don't have a business. But certainly listen up and extra close if you do, because we're about to give you all the goods about this conference.
Absolutely.
Actually,
right. I don't think we have enough time to get all the goods.
No, we
but
don't.
We're going to go over some pretty good highlights.
Yes, we are. And so let me just kind of recap how we're going to go through this podcast episode. We're going to cover first the Accelerator Workshop. And now that was a 2-day, 8-to-5 workshop. Plus there was some socializing afterwards and things like that. And then there was meetup groups, and there was a VIP reception on Monday night before the conference even actually started on Tuesday. And then all day long Tuesday and all day long Wednesday. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the highlights from each of those things and just sort of move forward chronologically. What you will find on the show notes page is each of the main speakers' names and their websites. So you can always go and find out more about a particular speaker that we might be talking about if you want to do that as well. So those resources will be on the website at strengthspodcast.com/051. So Beth, this is a strengths podcast and you love strengths like I love strengths. Okay, maybe nobody loves strengths like I love strengths, but
right.
But why don't you share with us what your top five are? Because I think that knowing what your top five strengths are and how you go about sort of gleaning information and behaving at these conferences will depend on what your top five strengths are. So what are your top five StrengthsFinder strengths?
My top five are empathy, harmony, positivity, woo, and adaptability.
Fantastic. So if you're keeping count, ladies and gentlemen, there were four relationship building themes there. So how Beth creates relationships one-on-one with others. And one is an influencing theme. So how you sort of make a large group, get the group going, get the group on board, sort of strengths. So that's pretty exciting. And your top five strengths are similar to mine. My top five are futuristic, woo, positivity, activator, and strategic. So neither one of us, Beth, have an executing strength in our top five. And I think it's appropriate to totally start out with this. We were both a little bit concerned about getting so much information and meeting so many amazing people and then not following through. Because when
not necessarily not following through, mm-hmm. but we don't have any executing strengths, so it was all building relationships and talking about our future and all that great stuff, but still coming back to the office and working on our business.
Right, right. And how do we choose one of these major things and focus on that and make it the priority?
So exactly.
From the get-go, you and I made a commitment to one another to set the intention and to keep each other accountable, not only during the conference as to, okay, what did you get from that particular speaker, but also actionables. What did you go home with? What I thought was really neat was that that was a theme of all of the speakers, and Clay Collins in particular, who is the co-founder of Lead Pages, was, hey guys, you know what? We don't want you to come here and soak in a bunch of information, hoorah, rah, and go home and not implement. So he asked us from the beginning of the conference as well, you guys, make sure that this is actionable. Write down the things that you're actually going to do. And so I thought that was really neat that Clay also came with that perspective too. So, well, let's start from the very beginning, Beth. So Saturday, we showed up to the Accelerator Workshop nice and early, and we kind of dug in, and, you know, there's all these people around. There's, what, 70 people at our Accelerator Workshop, and we weren't absolutely certain what to expect. But boy, we got in, and we got into action. They asked us to bring our laptops so that we could actually work while we were getting spoken to and taught and all of that. And we decided to sort of divide and conquer, which I think was super strategic and smart.
Yeah, I do too. And I'm glad that we did, because unlike everybody else who went there alone, you and I just doubled our value there, because you were able to do one part and I was able to do another. And because we love working together, mm-hmm. we can say, okay, next step is this. And Alyssa went there to learn about this part of the process, so she's going to guide us through that part.
Right. So Lead Pages has three major products. They've got one called Lead Pages, of course, which is landing pages, lead boxes, and things like that. So if you don't know what a lead page is, it's basically something to sort of grab people's attention and kind of attract them and guide them to start a relationship with you. Very often it's
A virtual relationship.
Yes. Exactly. Very often it's with the exchange of an email so that you can kind of keep in touch. They're especially created to attract the right kind of people, because nobody wants to be that person who's throwing all kinds of emails in people's inboxes that don't want them and aren't interested in what they have to offer, and vice versa. Nobody wants to give their email to somebody and be bombarded with all these emails of people that, you know, from people that don't have anything that they're interested in. So that's what Lead Pages does. And then they also have a product called Drip, which is an email automation software where you can actually create some of these things with your customers and segment them so you know you're sending this email about this widget to somebody who actually is really interested in that and not to somebody else on your email list who might not be interested in that particular widget. So it's really great because then you don't have to be that person who is sending crap to a whole bunch of people's inboxes that don't care.
Exactly.
So just really, really awesome. And then the third product is something called Center. And that is kind of the major command center for all of the different software products and integrations, webinars, podcasts, all these different things that you might have, of course, email as well, your website, your sales page, all these things. And it helps to kind of keep them together and let them communicate with one another. So they've got a lot of products, and to set those up and to start using them adequately and efficiently is a little bit difficult. And so even though they offer a ton of education, it was really helpful to have these classes where they actually taught us how to use them really well. So that's what we worked on basically over the weekend. But Beth, what did you, the very first breakout session that you went to, what did you find was the most helpful, let's say, that you learned on Saturday?
Out of the first breakout session or just the whole day?
Well, either or. If there was something just epic in your first breakout session, please definitely chat about that.
It was super funny because after every day, I left there saying, oh my gosh, that was the best day ever. They're never going to be able to top that. And every day they did. So every day we got value. And what I find interesting is how you said four out of my top five are relationship building. Is that correct?
Yep.
I built some pretty fantastic relationships in a very short amount of time. Mm-hmm. I am missing terribly several new girlfriends that are part of our tribe now, Alyssa. Uh-huh. So I'm super sad and I want them to get home so that I can Skype with them. But business-wise, it was really great because they had 1, 2, 3, 4 different breakout times, and they had 4 to 5 different things that you could go to in those 5 different times. And the biggest thing I got out of, I'm just looking at all of my notes, was probably the what's called in the industry a lead magnet. Mm. There's many different words for that, but it is something of value that you give to the world in exchange for the world's email address. So creating that resource guide for myself has been a sticking point because I get all caught up in the design of it. I want it to look fancy. I want it to have all this flashy stuff on it. They gave us templates and I could mold and shape that template to my own. And I got more done in that 20 minutes on my lead magnet than I probably had 10 hours invested into this lead magnet before.
Awesome. Yeah, it's the implementation of that. And I get stuck in the design too, because I'm not a designer. And I want it to look pretty because I want people to actually want to look at it.
Right.
So I found the same thing. The first breakout session that I was in was for Drip, for the email automation system. And I love building relationships. And, you know, one of the things that I have struggled with regards to taking my business online is how do you even start that conversation? And one of the biggest tips that they gave was, hey, you know, when you sit down and you talk to somebody for 20 minutes or 30 minutes or an hour, that conversation has a whole bunch of back and forth, learning what they do, learning what their pain points are, you know, how can I help you, all of that. So don't think that you can get all of that done in one email. And
right.
It sounds silly, but I went, oh, okay, so I can take the pressure off. So it started this aha, this like, you know, 5-day aha about relationship building process online. And something that I've just, it's been just a complete mystery to me because, you know, it's just somebody on the other side of a screen. How do I know? I can't see their face. I can't see their eyes. I can't see the facial expressions. I'm like, I'm missing all of these nonverbals and, you know, what are they thinking and all of that when, you know what, it's just pretty simple. Like, hey, you know, I have this thing that I think you might be interested. Would you like it? Yeah, I really would. Oh, that's wonderful. Next email. How about, you know, what did you like best about it? Have you tried this? Yeah, I have. And now you've started a conversation with them that, you know, takes a little bit longer to have because obviously it's online than an hour long conversation in person, but you can still have that same conversation. You can still build that relationship. And so that was like a massive aha for me. And it removed a lot of the fear that I've had with building an online business and actually sending emails out to my email list and some of those things. So that was one of the big things that I learned.
That's super cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So good. So man, you know, we could talk about this stuff all day long. There was so much good stuff. And I will be writing a blog post about everything that we learned as well. And Beth, I'm hoping you'll co-write that with me.
I will be for awesome. Sure.
Let's move to the end of the day. As we got to the end of the day, we got to also, go out to dinner with some of our brand new friends that were, you know, from every country, I think, possible, which was so cool.
That was so cool.
Yeah, Belgium and Mexico and the UK.
Australia.
Australia. Yeah, so many different countries. It was so fantastic. So we got to Canada, of course. How could I forget Canada?
Right. No, we can't forget our friends to the north.
No, we sure can't. So as we went home that night and we're driving in the car and, you know, we got to drive together, which was great.
Yes.
What did we talk about?
Well, again, we continued with that divide and conquer strategy, and it just really happened naturally with us. Mm-hmm. I sat down and had dinner with a group of 8 to 10 people, and you sat down and had dinner with a different group of 8 to 10 people. And so we really got to further those relationships with those people. I really enjoyed driving there and driving home with you because we could talk about our day mm-hmm. and how amazing it was and that we were just ready to be open and listening to what everybody had to teach us about everything.
Yeah. So take home message for you as you're going to conferences yourself and that kind of thing, whether you go by yourself or whether you go with an awesome friend like I had a chance to, find a friend. Find somebody yeah. that you can connect with and ask them to be your sort of debriefing buddy or your accountability partner, both during the conference and then afterwards, so that you have somebody that experienced a similar thing as you did, even if you're in different breakout sessions, but that can help to keep you excited and that can help to keep you focused as to implementing the things that you learned at the conference.
I think that there's huge value in that. Huge value. I talked to several people, but when I told them about what you and I were doing there together, because you have a coaching business and I have a marketing business, what on earth are the two of us doing at the same conference? Mm-hmm. And I told them that you and I are going to be going through everything that we learned and we're going to help each other implement each part of this process and keep each other on task and accountable for it. Everybody was, oh, that's such a good idea. Mm-hmm. So then I said, you should find somebody to do it for you too.
Right.
Be there for each other, you know, to help each other through these processes. I didn't have a buddy to go through my lead magnet before, but now I do.
Yeah.
There's definitely power in that.
And, you know, one thing that we've noticed is in the Lead Pages official community group, which the link will also be there, but if you want to just search for it, you can search for the Lead Pages community. And in parentheses, it does mention that it is the official one. Go ahead and join the group because there's great conversation happening there. But there's a lot of people in the group. And so sometimes, you know, it's difficult to, even though you have that camaraderie, you don't have that one-on-one. And that one-on-one, I think, is a vital piece. So let's zip on through. The second day of the workshop was mainly masterminding. So we, a mastermind, for those of you who have never been a part of one, is a whole bunch of people And by a whole bunch, I mean 4 to 5 people that come together. And, you know, typically one person is in the hot seat and you kind of focus on that person's business and how we can help as a group to take that person's business to the next level, whatever that particular hot seat might be about. Another way that masterminds can be set up is with a single question. And then everybody goes around and answers that question and everybody feeds off of the ideas that come from that. But regardless, there are people that are not attached in business. They're not business partners, but they have a community or a unified goal, which is to help everybody else's business get better.
They're fellow business owners, and they're, yeah, you know, sometimes they're in businesses that are related and sometimes they are completely different.
Yes. Yes. So and that was what the whole second day pretty much was focused on. And so it was really, really helpful to pull out our laptops and just start working, you know, to start implementing what we were learning right there, right then. And to have people who had a variety of expertises, mine being the minimally on the low end of expertise. But I still got to contribute because, you know, maybe I was their ideal customer. Or, you know, I still have eyeballs. I can still look and, yeah, see, yeah, this is appealing to me or this isn't. So I was able to contribute even though I wasn't necessarily an expert. And then there was, you know, expertise all the way to, like, you know, somebody who had an email list of 460,000 people and was using it beautifully. So, you know, and everybody else in between. So it was just really nice to get together in those small groups, those masterminds, and really begin to implement. So that was Sunday. And we were still out late on Sunday. You know, did you have any big takeaways from that day, Beth?
I think the most powerful part of Sunday was the Simon Sinek, what is your why? Why should people do business with you? You know, there's a ton of web designers, web developers out there, but people choose me because of ABC. They choose Alyssa because of her story, her background, her experience. And being able to convey that story in a short amount of time was helpful. And also, they had the Lead Pages team that was there that traveled around to the different mastermind groups to interject some helpful strategies, some guidance on their part. And that was huge to have them to be a part of it too.
And to get us unstuck if we ran into trouble. So that was really helpful too. And, you know, just on that point, you know, we think that being the expert in our field, we shouldn't share our vulnerabilities. But I would submit to you that that is absolutely vital. Nobody wants somebody who's standing over them saying, I am the expert and I know everything. And so don't be afraid to just share you. People want to know that you're a human being. They want to be able to relate to you. So it's okay to have your story out there. I know, Beth, on your website, you have your story. On my website, I have an About Me section. And then I go a little deeper and I have, you know what, here's my journey. And it's long and it's not, you know, it's a sub page on my website. But if someone wants to get to know me a little bit more and really get to know where I came from and, you know, my experiences, they have the opportunity to just click on my journey and say, hey, I want to know a little bit more about Alyssa. And I'm totally fine with sharing that vulnerable piece of me because, you know what, I want you to know me and I'm not perfect by any shape of the word. And even as an expert, quote unquote expert coach, that doesn't mean that I don't have my own struggles. And it's okay for me to have my own struggles. And you, Beth, as a website designer and as an SEO expert, for you to have questions about SEO and, you know, not have all the answers is okay too, because you're human. So don't be afraid to share your vulnerabilities with your clients. It will actually make you much more engaging, much more relatable, and they're going to fall in love with you even more.
I could not agree with you more. I think it was the last speaker on Wednesday that gave us that, don't be afraid to say, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? Nobody knows everything, but there's power in saying, you know, I don't know, but I can find out.
Right. Or we can find out together. Right? Exactly. So, and you know, if somebody does tell you they know it all, that's a red flag.
You should probably run. Totally, 100%.
So very cool. Well, I want to briefly touch on the Pat Flynn Smart Passive Income meetup that we went to on Monday morning, because Pat is so smart and he just really is. And it's somebody that both you and I respect immensely. But what I loved is that, you know, Pat has this massive business. He's got a massive following on his podcast. And yet, when we sat down at that Dunn Brothers coffee, and there was 30 of us there, roughly, and Pat just looked at each one of us and said, "Hey, so I want to know your name. I want to know your business. And I want to know what you're struggling with right now. What's the biggest challenge you're facing?" And, you know, he was there intently listening. There's a lot of us that were taking massive notes. Mm-hmm. And it was such a brilliant thing to ask. And this is something that Pat not only talks about on his podcast, but it's something that he lives. And what a great way to find out, you know, what product you should put out next, or what service that people need, just by asking, "Hey, how can I help you? What are the pain points for you?" And it was just really great to sit across the table from this really famous person who could be, you know, a big name jerk and is absolutely anything but that, totally relatable. And hey, how can I help you? That was really powerful.
You know, I think that he was one of the speakers that converted, but I believe that he came in a day early so that he could host this meetup specifically for his Smart Passive Income audience. He didn't have to come in on Sunday and do this on Monday morning. He certainly could have just flown in Monday night, did his deal on Tuesday, and then left on Wednesday. But he came in early and hosted this great event. And he said, "Okay, it was only from 8 until 10 was when I said I was going to be here, but don't worry, I'll be here until the last person gets their information out." He was so giving of his time in that respect. Right. And he stayed after and, "Oh, you want a selfie with me? Sure. Okay." And I'm pretty sure I said something to you that I did not expect the hug that I received from him. I expected, you know, a little pitter patter on the back, a light arm around my shoulder. He grabbed me with vigor. You know, he "Get in here, Beth, say hi to me," kind of a way. And I really didn't expect that out of him. Made me love him even more.
Right. And again, like, this is a creating and maintaining raving fans.
For sure.
Right. So just take that as a business tip about how to, again, create raving fans. So, all right, we're going to fast forward, Beth. Let's get to the speaker lineup. So Tuesday morning, the Renaissance Depot downtown Minneapolis was absolutely buzzing. So 9 o'clock rolls around and they usher us all into the big hall, and Clay welcomes us with his genuine and authentic way. And then we got right into the opening keynote, who was Mark Maron. And I had honestly no idea who Mark Maron was.
Neither did I. I just knew it was going to be awesome because Lead Pages is awesome. But he gets up there and I'm like, "Okay, what's this guy going to talk about?"
So he sits down and he just starts talking. Turns out he's a podcaster. His whole story was just about authenticity and seeking connection. And it was awesome. And he's done this. And guess what? Through that, and that was his only focus, the president of the United States called him and asked him if he could come to his garage and be on his podcast. Talk about power in being authentic, raw, and honest. So that was pretty mind-blowing.
And talk about being authentic. He had one of his friends on his show, and his friend told him that he abandoned him.
And that he hadn't been a very good friend.
And that he was a crappy friend. And not only did he have it on the show, but he called highlight to it in front of 500 people.
Right.
And it was about being honest and true to friendships. And I thought that that was amazing. I just got goosebumps thinking of it.
That was a huge aha for me. He could have clipped that part, that very vulnerable part, out of that interview and not published it. And he chose to do it anyway because there's value in being vulnerable and honest.
Right.
So that was an amazing way to kick off the entire conference. And then we went right into the reason, the speaker that I wanted to see, which was Pat Flynn. And I've seen Pat speak before at Podcast Movement. I saw him speak and, of course, listened to his podcast and such. I read his book and all of that. So already a raving Pat fan. But what was, you know, from his talk, Beth, what was your biggest takeaway?
The biggest takeaway was the be everywhere strategy. But not literally everywhere. He's all over social media. He's on Pinterest. He's on Audible. He's on Instagram. He's everywhere. But he said, don't start out everywhere because you will go crazy. You will absolutely go bonkers. So when you're starting out to decide what your marketing strategy is, to talk about where are my target market hanging out and focus on that place first.
Yeah.
And then build your tribe, and your tribe will be on other places, and it'll be like you're everywhere because you're being talked about on different platforms as well.
That's right. And I think it was pertinent too that, you know, when it's coming to being spoken about everywhere, quote unquote, everywhere, that happens when people are so blown away by how you treat them that they want to share you.
Exactly.
And so he gave some really powerful stories about that in particular. So you don't have to be everywhere, but be exactly with the person that's in front of you and make sure that you're filling their needs and you're connecting with them because that will bear fruit. All right. So we're both raving Pat fans.
Oh,
and so
totally.
That's why that portion, that talk of the portion of this recap was a little bit longer. We'll keep it short and sweet from here on out. So the next speaker was a gentleman by the name of Steve Kamm, who has a community called Nerd Fitness. And he talked about turning visitors into raving tattooed fans. Beth, name one thing that you took away from his talk.
Was creating a community or a tribe that says, I feel like I found my home.
That's right. That's right. And all of the people that are in his community will tell him, I feel like I found my home.
Right.
So I will give the acronym that he gave, which is absolutely hysterical.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to try to repronounce it on the show notes page. The next speaker, David H. Lawrence, the 17th. Name one thing that you got from David's talk.
So David's talk was all about being authentic. And I'm pretty surprised that you don't have a bruise on your leg from me elbowing you underneath the table saying, see, listen, just be you. Don't edit out all of those ums. Don't edit out all of those stuttering parts of your speech. But because he's an actor, he had some real value in teaching us about how to present ourselves on camera and in a speaking engagement. So I thought those were really cool. If you're on the mic, smile because people are going to be able to hear it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that was my biggest takeaway was just choosing authenticity. Authenticity and transparency is a really important thing for me. But I also am committed to putting out a really great product.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I find that balance?
Exactly.
So yeah. So over the last several episodes, I have been editing less and less and less just to be a little bit more authentic. So as you're listening to the podcast going on, you'll see a little bit of that transition. And I sure hope you like that. The next speaker was a gal named Amanda Holmes, and she has a business called Chet Holmes International. And this young lady is, I believe, 24 years old and has just taken over her father's company. So imagine how difficult that must be to fill this icon's shoes with, you know, at the age of 24. And she's done it with grace. She's done it with poise. And she's also grown the business immensely at the very young age of 24. So she had a lot to say, but what one thing did you take away from her talk?
Only 3% of your audience is ready to buy right now. Mm-hmm. And that was huge, because if you're talking to them and they're not interested now, they are maybe a little interested, you know, you're giving them the wrong message.
Absolutely. So finding out where they are and what part of the sort of sales funnel that they're at.
Yes.
And it does require conversation. So she gave us some really great tips about that. All right, Andrew Warner. So if you don't know who Andrew Warner is, he is the host of Mixergy, a really successful business podcast. Take a listen to that. And he came up and shared a mind-blowing tidbit.
Mind-blowing. He was the talk of the conference.
He was.
Mm-hmm. Blew a lot of people's minds.
Yeah. So here it is, you guys, that Facebook now has a bot that can message your customers on Facebook messaging. And so you can program it to, you know, give them some great information that's unique to them right into their Facebook messenger. So, you know, this is just starting, and you can do it with respect, and you can do it with honor to the people that you're messaging. Don't just, you know, you're not just spamming people.
Right.
Obviously, take care to do that. But it's a new tool. And he started to share with us how to actually use it. So the one he recommended was an app called ManyChat. So check that out, because it's really cool. And I don't know yet if that's something that I'm going to use or not, but it's really great to know that it exists.
Exactly. I actually have 3 clients that I've already been in touch with about this opportunity. And just to be clear, people do have to say, yes, I'm interested in this before you can then go ahead and message them.
That's right. Very cool. So let's move on to Brian Massey. He's an expert on the chemistry or the makeup of landing pages. I don't necessarily want to go deep into depth with that, but he made it really simple and really promoted the A-B testing. So A-B testing is try one landing page and try another landing page that has a similar message, but that's designed just a little bit different or has just slightly different messaging. And go ahead and see which one converts better or which one actually connects with the person that you're intending to in a better way. So I finally understand what A-B testing is. So that was a big takeaway for me. And then Laura Roeder was the last speaker of the day, and she owns Meet Edgar, which is a social media marketing agency, a software subscription. She was pretty incredible, and it was awesome to have another female speaker up there. It was awesome to see a powerful and very successful woman up there. So what did you take from Laura's talk?
The biggest thing was her statistics of her homepage is their biggest converting page. So their homepage is an opt-in page. Give me your email. In exchange, I'll give you this fun thing, this educational thing. When they do any kind of advertising, they pushed the traffic to their homepage. That was the biggest thing that I got.
Awesome. Awesome. Then Clay came up, closed the day. We had a little cocktail party, got to connect more with people, which was fabulous. Went home exhausted and yet still came back the next morning by 7:30 so we could have breakfast, chit chat more. And Clay started us off at 9 o'clock, just kind of giving us an overview of webinars. So the focus of the second day of the conference was converting the leads that you're getting that we talked about on day one into actual customers. So how do you actually serve these people, not just have their email list, right, or their email address? How do you actually give them something that they will find of value that they're willing to pay you for? And he specifically talked about webinars, which is not someplace that I'm quite ready to go yet in my business, but was really an interesting talk.
I really enjoyed it too, and I got several things from his talk, but one of the most aha moments for me was, if I look at the last few things that I've purchased for my business, most of them are trainings, they were all as a result of a webinar.
Yeah.
That was pretty powerful. And he said his advice is, your goal of the webinar is to make the client make a decision, either yes or no. 100% of the people who don't make a decision will not buy your product.
So, yes.
That was huge.
Yeah, very good. Very good. So Derek Halpern was the next speaker, and he blew my mind with one simple message that we don't have just one ideal customer or avatar, as you've heard me talk about before on Maximize Your Strengths, but we have three, and they're the informed client or customer that knows who you are, knows what you have to offer, and is just weighing whether it's a good enough value or if it's the right fit. You have the afflicted customer, right? So this person knows they have a problem, but they don't know what the solution is. And then you have the oblivious customer. This client doesn't even know they have a problem. And they don't know how they have a problem because they don't know that there's any other way to do it. So he used the example of somebody with back pain. If you have back pain and you just kind of think it's normal, that's you're kind of an oblivious customer.
Right.
You don't know that there is a solution to that, that there's some way that that could be somehow different.
That was the most powerful part, was the oblivious customer who thinks that their problem is just a part of life.
Yes.
It's just something they need to accept.
That to me was just so mind-blowing, because as I've been trying to figure out, you know, what landing page do I put up and how do I speak to these people? A lot of people still don't know that business coaches exist, believe it or not. And so to be able to convey to them, hey, I understand the problems you have, and let me tell you that there are solutions to it, changes the conversation, and just was a really powerful thing.
For sure.
To help me to start creating landing pages and lead magnets and that conversation with people online. Then the next speaker was Ryan Dice, who owns thedigitalmarketer.com. And he was hilarious. He was so
hilarious,
funny.
And brilliant, all in the same little deal.
Yes. Yes. And what I loved about him was he equated asking a girl for her number, just like asking somebody for their email address. And so he used this metaphor all the way through his talk.
So what I thought was really cool about Ryan Dice is that it totally picked up where Derek Halpern left off, was your message needs to be different as to what stage in the customer process they are. Just like in dating, you can't ask a girl to marry you if you don't even know her name. She's going to think you're crazy. So why do we in the business world feel like we can ask for the sale before we've built any relationship with the customer?
Absolutely. And that was awesome. To be honest, I got the most value out of Derek's and Ryan's presentations more than any other, because it was so stupid simple.
Right.
And yet so breakthrough for me as somebody who's just entering this online world, this online conversation. So that was pretty awesome. I loved that. Now, the next conversation that we had the chance to see, the next presentation, was between Tim Page and Melissa Griffin. And they were, again, talking about webinars. So it ended up really being a theme, was that webinars are such a great way for you to connect, to relate, and to establish that relationship with people on the other side, and also provide a ton of value to people who might be interested in your product, who want to know a little bit more about you, who want to know more about what you have to offer.
I thought that that was really valuable too.
And that leads us right into the next presentation, which was actually Rob Walling, who's the co-founder of Drip, and Clay Collins, just talking about what products they have that can help us with that conversation. And, you know, so we talked about lead pages, they talked about Center, they talked about Drip, which can help all of your online tools work together so that you can have a personalized conversation with somebody who might be on your email list, who might be interested in your product, or who might, you know, not necessarily be interested in your product yet, but who says, I think this, that they might be able to solve a problem I have.
Right.
And so that was just really awesome. And to be honest, I was like a lot of information. There's so much depth to these three products that, again, I'm just scratching the surface. But if you haven't looked into Lead Pages, if you haven't looked into Center, if you haven't looked into Drip, do it. You know, they've got great videos, they've got webinars that can help you to know whether it's the right time in your business for these and, you know, if they would actually serve your business and help your business.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, we still have three people left to talk about. Noah Fleming was our next speaker, and he was really great. He talked about why do customers leave you?
So again, building on the last two guys, again, it's about creating that relationship and being authentic in that relationship with people, not to just keep selling, because sometimes selling is not the right answer at that time.
That's right. Right. So they fall out of habit with you and they lose connection. So work really, really, really hard to get that connection and to maintain that connection. It's so, so important. Ezra Firestone, holy schmoly.
Hilarious.
You've got to look up Ezra Firestone. What a stitch this gentleman was. So that proof right there that you could absolutely have ADHD and be incredibly successful in business.
Yes.
But he was so funny. What did you get out of his talk?
The biggest one was his budget tip. If you have a small budget for running any kind of Facebook ads, to run your ad first on mobile, and then retarget those users to only desktop, because users generally do their research on their phone, but then they follow up on their desktop. They make their actual purchases on the desktop.
Yeah.
Oh, that was genius.
Really brilliant. Really, really brilliant. And then we kind of already talked about David Cancel a little bit. And the biggest takeaway that you had, Beth, was the same takeaway that I had, which is, be okay not knowing everything, which was such a perfect way to end the conference, because here we'd learned all these things that we couldn't possibly remember or implement all of them, but that we could implement some. And so do that, you know, choose one or two things, implement them, and be okay not knowing the answer to everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was so good. I know that both you and I have already purchased our tickets for next year, including the Accelerated Workshop.
Exactly.
Which we had the opportunity to do because we were already there. And that opportunity is not quite opened up to the general public yet. But if you're listening, you know, past October, November, December, go ahead and get on converted.com and see if they've opened it. I will keep the show notes page as well up to date. So you'll be able to see those links as well as soon as they come live. So that was all about the Converted 16 Accelerator Workshop and Conference. It was amazing. A conference that I would highly recommend, whether you are in marketing and have a business in marketing, or whether you have a business that you need to market. Go next year. Number one, because you'll meet Beth and I. Which would be fabulous. We'd love to meet you.
We would love to.
And you'll get to see our beautiful home here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, which we love to share with people as well. So, Beth, I want to make sure people know where to find you. So what is your website?
My website is K as in key, the number 2, S as in success. So it's K2SMarketing.com.
Awesome. And so if you need your WordPress site redone or looked over, get a hold of Beth because she will help you out. And if you have any questions about the content that Beth and I talked about today, I want you to contact me. You can go right to strengthspodcast.com, and on my website, you can schedule a 15-minute connection call with me, or you can email me directly at Alyssa, A-L-I-S-S-A, at D-A-I-R-E, the number 2, succeed.com. That's Alyssa at daretosucceed.com. And, you know, if this show has made a difference for you, or if any of the other shows have made a difference for you, you know, do whatever is comfortable for you, but share it in some way. Whether you share it out on Twitter or Facebook, or, you know, email it to a friend, share it. I would really appreciate it. And if you would love to subscribe, please do that as well, and leave a review if you feel led. Remember, you are uniquely poised and wired for success. As Donald Clifton said, your weaknesses will never develop, while your strengths will develop infinitely. Bye for now.